heck, I can't even say it, but I decided to retire. And, you know, it's tough because, not because I'm not sure it's the right time. I mean, I really feel strongly that this is the right time, but I'm just going to miss everything about it because, you know, I enjoyed it so much. And it was one of those things, when you get around 70, you have to start thinking, you know, at some point it's going to be over. But I was one that always believed that you never say you're going to retire before you do, because once you say it, then you've already done it in your mind and you've already quit.
The great John Madden. Hey, everybody, that's where we start. John Madden, in case you haven't heard it, has decided to, as you just heard there, retire. Shocking. What will Thanksgiving, that's what I keep thinking about, Thanksgiving, what will it be like without the great John Madden? All the football games I've watched over the years with him at the helm, whether it was Fox or ABC or NBC or back in the early days when I was a kid, CBS with Pat Summerall, they were the dynamic duo for so long, and he came to represent football. The NFL was heavily identified with John Madden. Players loved to be around him, loved to have conversations with him. He was a guy who played, who coached the game, and then went on to become a giant broadcaster. I mean, he is a Goliath. There's no question about it. With all the funny things that he would put on the screen and some of his funny sayings and taglines and whatnot over the years that would really, really stick. Even the video game Madden is huge. Nobody can touch Madden when it comes to the video game scene. And it's the same, I think, for the NFL. Did he get out at the right time? Maybe. Instead of getting too long in the tooth and staying and just not being able to let go of it. It'll be a tough transition, I'm sure, because his entire life, besides his family life, of course, has been the great game of football. But I said this before, it's worth mentioning here right from the get-go in this hour in America Tonight. You got to remember this about John Madden. He was somebody who didn't like to fly. He was afraid to fly. So he had that, remember, it was a Hooters bus, I think, at once, if I'm right. It was sponsored by Hooters. It was Outback. He had an Outback-sponsored, gorgeous bus that he would travel in, and the reason was because he would not get on an airplane. No way, no how. So you think of the schedule that he had and the premier games that he was involved in. And, of course, he makes his home in California, Northern California, and you're talking about some distance to travel and to be away from his wife and sons when they were growing up at a big chunks of time. And now, of course, they're older and he's got grandchildren, and that's exactly what he said just there. So I'm going to roll with that and think, yeah, he might have just decided this was the time to do it. Somebody suggested to me pretty high up in the sports world, hey, don't you think it's a little fishy? Think the guy got shoved out? Think that there was some conversations going on with NBC about maybe it's time and that kind of thing? And I'm going to say, no, I don't think so. I believe that exactly what he said. When you know when it's time and you hit the 70 mark or whatever mark it is, a lot of people retire at 65. They retire earlier than that. And you think of the miles that man has logged, and he probably just decided, yeah, this is what I want to do. My 50th wedding anniversary is coming up, and he's going to step down one in 2 years, 3 years, whatever. So now the question becomes, I mean, first of all, the question becomes, will Thanksgiving ever be the same for any of you guys listening to me out there? I mean, I know we're passionate about our politics and what's happening with the CIA memos and everything else, but there's no doubt that Madden was definitely welcomed into many of our living rooms. Many of our living rooms. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, certainly. Everybody can recall watching John Madden. Hey, you want to share a memory, you can do that. Or do you think it was the right move by NBC? They already announced the replacement. It's Chris Collinsworth. They decided they knew who it was going to be, and they weren't shopping around for anybody else, any of the other broadcasters that are out there, the Phil Simms, the other people in the other networks. I guess you wouldn't put a Troy Aikman in that spot necessarily, because I think he does a fabulous job on Fox, but Chris Collinsworth was the one that they went with. And will it be a two-man booth? It seems as though it will, with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, but I think it's very, very tough to fill that spot. It was hard for me once he made the transition from Monday Night Football. it was hard for me to, it's hard for me still even to watch the three guys that are doing it now. No offense to them, but it doesn't feel, it still doesn't feel the same to me. Let me throw out the digits right from the get-go. 800-259-5791. These are fresh numbers. 800-259-5791. I promise I'm going to post them on the website. I'll do it tomorrow for sure. If you go to americatonight.net, you can catch it there if you're forgetting the numbers. By the way, you can send me an email there, too, as well. So John Madden, one of the big stories on the day, and, of course, the other giant story is the one I just alluded to. CIA memos on torture were released, and, man, there has been massive ripples, repercussions. Is there going to be any repercussions? What's the prevalent thought in America? And one talk show host on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann, said, Mr. President, I don't agree with you, because he felt as though the CIA folks who were involved in the torture, now that we have some real specific things that were released, should have been prosecuted. But I'm going to disagree, because I think that they were given pretty much immunity and carte blanche when all this stuff was handed down. And if they're told to do it, unless they quit, here's what you're doing, here's the memo from the CIA director and everybody on down, well, then you do it, right? Or you quit if you say, well, I think it's torture, I don't agree with it, I'm not going to waterboard, I'm not going to do any of this stuff, then you would quit the gig. So I don't think it's right to go after them. I'm going to say that the president was right in this case to do that. Now, I'm going to say I think that the administration made a big mistake by releasing the information. I get it about telling everything. Let me show you all my cards. But it doesn't seem like we're always shown all the cards anyway, okay, ever with any administration. So now they picked this time to do it? Are you kidding? You think of the detainees that we're talking about and how our minds were working in 2002 and 2003. And even the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, said, you know, waterboarding hasn't been used since way back then, in those 2 years I just mentioned. And there's groups pushing, and they're upset that Obama didn't hold these CIA employees accountable for what they and many other people did, the torture, the so-called torture. But I'm going to say, like I said, I'm going to say that was right. I'm going to say the thing that was wrong is to release the information, because how dangerous is this? Now you've got memos floating around that anybody can get. Al Jazeera, hello, Al-Qaeda, are you kidding me? Anybody. Because they just have to go to the Internet. It's all over the place. You can go to HuffingtonPost.com, CNN, pick any news organization. You can download the detailed memos that talk about the interrogation techniques. I'd say that's pretty significant. And we definitely still are dealing with plenty of nuts who want to hurt plenty of people from the Western world. And now they have the outline as well for their own people who are spies or trying to assimilate, etc., whether it's Hamas or any of the other two terror groups I just mentioned or any of the other terror groups out there. Now they know exactly what to expect. Anybody else agree with me on that? Was that a mistake? Was it right to release that information? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Obama goes south over the border to Mexico. We'll talk about it next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
All right, we're talking about the CIA and the waterboarding. Also, John Madden here on America Tonight is a great big sports fan myself. Even if I hadn't been involved in the racket of sports, I'd have to say from the time I was a kid, I got memories of sitting on the couch with my grandfather and watching Madden with Pat Summerall on CBS. And after 30 years, that's a long time, 30 years in the booth, he is gone. He's decided to retire. As I said, someone suggested to me that he was kind of shoved out, but I'm not buying that. I don't think he was shoved out. He made a statement, and you heard what he had to say, and it just didn't seem that way to me, and I can't imagine Dick Ebersol doing that because he knows that he had his backup plan anyway with Chris Collinsworth to step in. So it's not that way. It's not playing out that way to me. It did with Pat Summerall, but at a different network, but it's not playing out that way at all, I believe, with John Madden. Shane is listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Shane, how are you?
Wonderful.
What do you think? Madden gone? Think of Thanksgiving and the turkey legs and all the things, the Telestrator, all the things that he did over the years.
Well, he deserves his retirement just as well as anyone else in the world. So the thing I want to know is, where did you find out about this? Did you read it on the internet like I did?
John Madden's retirement?
Yeah.
No, somebody texted me from Fox early in the morning because they had heard that it was happening over at NBC.
Well, you know, I get a lot of my news off the internet, and Yahoo's where I picked it up at, and I went there and I found that, you know, everybody's able to leave their comments. And one thing that really disappointed me was, you know, like I said, the guy put in 30 years, he did a fantastic job, and all the negative comments, I don't know. I guess it's pretty easy to badmouth somebody when they, you don't have to, you know, you're hiding behind
see them.
The internet.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because the whole blogging thing really gets underneath a lot of people's skin because for that very reason, sadly, there are people that make intelligent comments about whatever and you can even disagree with them, but you're right. You get a lot of kooky, nutty, stupid comments a lot of times when you go to websites, and especially how can you attack John Madden? You know, I read some of the comments I know what you're talking about and looking at blogs because so many people, I mean, he was like, you know, invited into so many people's homes. He had a huge Shane, they called a Q rating. There was no doubt he was still very, very popular, even with younger people. So you have to give him credit. I mean, how do you span a career 30 years? It's a tough racket, and he did it. I agree with you. I mean, he was incredible.
And how long did he coach? Doesn't he still hold the winningest record or percentage-wise for a coach?
Right, absolutely. He stopped in 79. Remember when the Raiders won their first Super Bowl? That's when he stopped coaching. But he coached, he started coaching at the college level and then jumped into the pros. So, yeah, he had a long, I mean, he's a guy who really lived it, breathed it, everything. Player, coach, and then in the booth. But sometimes you can be the greatest player and it doesn't translate into the booth. But I think it did with him and the players, because I saw that when I was traveling with the Cowboys. The Cowboy players loved him. I mean, everybody wanted to be one of Madden's favorite guys, you know?
Yeah, and it evidently did with the fans, too, or he wouldn't have been able to hold the job for 30 years. So
No. They're not stupid. The other, look, they wouldn't have jumped for them, ABC and all those guys. They would have never done that if he wasn't popular. You're absolutely right. Shane, I'm glad you found us. Do you listen to America Tonight? Keep listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Don is in Wyoming. Don, one of our regular guys, one of our pals, giving us a call here on America Tonight. Hey, Don, Madden deciding to retire.
Yeah, it's a little bit of surprise out of the air, but, you know, I can understand his reasoning to it. And, you know, all great things come to an end eventually, you know. And he's, you know, I think the guy personally is one of the main reasons why the NFL is where it is today.
I totally agree.
Some of the games, you know, that would line up and you'd just be like, you know, the only reason you watched it is because you knew you were going to get him as, you know, his commentary to the game, you know, and it was just, it was part of that Sunday afternoon, you know, ritual, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And, he could make it two teams that were really doing bad. He could still make the game entertaining.
I think so, too. And, you know, when they made the transition to the Sunday night with Al Michaels, I was really hooked into that. Before, I would, you know, I'd watch football all day long, but I really was hooked into the Sunday night game. And I think he brought it down to the everyday guy, too. He was that kind of broadcaster, like, hey, I'm one of you. You know, hey, I'm just lucky or whatever. And he was wildly popular no matter what. And he didn't want a dramatic farewell. That's why some people were wondering, in my business, I got a couple of texts about that, were wondering if he was shown the door early. But I heard that's just totally bogus. That's not true at all. But that he wanted to do it, and that's just when he decided to do it.
I can't believe they, you know.
Shove him out, come on.
It's kind of like Joe Pa, you know. When Joe Pa says he's going to leave is when he's going to leave.
Absolutely.
You know?
They're not stupid at Penn State, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what did you think about this Tea Party stuff that went on?
I thought it was great, but what I thought was brutal is all the attacks from people trying to label it as, you know, dummies, idiots, don't they know what the Boston Tea Party was about? But that wasn't what it was about. And a lot of the protest was about the stimulus and all the other stuff. I think it's great that people got off their rear ends and went out to 700 different locations, whether they were just teeming with thousands of people or a couple of hundred. I think it's great to finally see how many times, Don, you and I have talked forever for the past 3 years. Do we say it's about action? And finally, people acted. Good for them. Bravo.
But here's my question, Kate. Mm-hmm. Where were these people the last 8 years when Bush ran up $6 trillion in debt?
That's right. That's right. I think that's what I think. I think you can't blame it. If it's an Obama scathing, let's beat up Obama thing, then that doesn't make sense to me because you're right. Where were they before in the previous administration? Yep.
And I question, you know, if there's racism involved with it. Emily explained real quickly. 95% of African Americans voted for Obama, 80% of the Latino vote. I'm sure the other minorities were very high percentage of voting for Obama, you know, pretty much Democratic Party across, you know, and so it's kind of like, while Bush is spending the money running up the debt, that's okay because that's for America, but now there's this sense that Obama's this welfare president, you know, he's just giving money to the poor, you know, i.e. the Robin Hood scenario. And it just, you know, when you hear the deficits that he's generating, and I'm personally just sitting back laughing at it because I'm like, look, I've mentioned to you before, Kate, you know, if you cut taxes and you don't bring in any more revenue, you're going to run a deficit, okay? If you spend more than what you have, which is what's going on right now, you're going to run a bigger, you're going to run a deficit.
Right.
And they've been doing it since Ronald Reagan put one into the presidency, okay? And if you want to point your fingers, well, the Democrats did this or the Republicans did that, it doesn't matter. The fact is we owe $11 trillion and it's on its way up, you know, and I just laugh at these people that, you know, where were, you know, like I said, where were you when, you know, George Bush ran up $6 trillion? And Obama's going to, they're saying Obama's going to run up $10 trillion. You know, and my point, I guess the whole point to this is back to my theory about how the government is either, you know, has got to figure out a way outside of taxes to start bringing in more dough if they want to pay for these things.
More, you're right.
You know, you keep hearing, you know, mortgages on our kids' future and the grandchildren's future or whatever. You know, no, we need to stop right now. This is when the buck's got to stop and we got to say, this is the generation, or this one and the next one or whatever, is when we've got to become financially responsible, we've got to take care of this debt, you know, and not leave it to the future. I mean, isn't that crappy, don't you think? That'd be like you know, I'm sorry, Kate, are you there?
No, I totally, yes, I'm listening. I totally agree with you, and that's why I said, that's the part I liked about the Tea Party, not being a cynical, thinking, okay, the signs that I saw, or some of the people I talked to, it was about exactly what you're saying, that we have to cut this crap, and blah, 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 because what is the debt doing to our kids? I think it's terrible. I don't want to leave that to my nephew or anyone in my family, no.
Well, let's take this on a personal level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is still alive.
Yep.
Okay. Let's say your mom passed away and she owed $400,000, you know, whatever. She lived this lavish life, and then the bank came and said, you got to pay off your mom's debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that what this is basically we're saying? Is
yeah.
We're saying
yeah.
Our generation's spending the money, and whatever the reasons are, to make the world a better place, who knows? Okay, but you're going to have to pay that money back later on. It's not right, and I wish this kind of emphasis, these tea parties, had happened, you know, 8 years ago.
Years ago. I agree. That was the problem with it. I do agree. You made excellent, excellent points, my friend Don. Thanks for the call. He's right. You know, I say if the Tea Party is about racism or beating up Obama or other sideshow elements, well, then that's stupid. It was about the stimulus and the fact of all this money and where it's flowing and who it's going to get, because there were a lot of kids out at these tea parties, and I thought that was the good emphasis. Hang with us. Lots to come.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Better John Cougar Mellencamp songs, I think. Remember he did that Little Pink Houses? Man, I didn't like Little Pink Houses. Or Jack and Diane. Jack and Diane! At first it was good when it came out, but then it was overplayed, baby, on the radio. Hey, this is Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. Thrilled to be with all of you. Talking about a lot of different kinds of things. Some heavy things and then some lighter things. We have the Daily Salute coming up. Also, I'm going to throw somebody in the dungeon. There's a lot of candidates for that, and we have had some good ones, by the way, leading up all the way through this week. Plus movies, The State of Play is coming out, and that's getting a lot of buzz. They have a big budget, obviously, because you're seeing a ton of trailers for it, and they have a lot of stars in it. Helen Mirren's in it, and the big star, of course, Russell Crowe. You haven't seen him in a while. He's been off with his kids and done little things here and there, but this is a big movie for him, and it kind of fits into some of the things that we've been talking about lately on the show. The big bombshell today was the torture memo, four of them being released. And does it really endanger the country by having that flow of information out there? Because the bad guys now, of course, have access to this, so why don't we just hand them a map? Obama apparently really struggled with whether or not he should release it. His attorney general, Eric Holder, said that they went back and forth quite a bit before he finally said, you know, let's just do this. Let's just move forward. And because the ACLU is, of course, suing as they do, throwing their two cents in here, doing a lawsuit, rather. And they had a deadline, so they had to comply with the deadline or not comply, basically. So there's four chunky memos that you definitely have access to. Whether any of us in the media got them 10 minutes before you did, we live in an internet society, so trust me, it's all over the place. I don't care if you go to Huffington or CNN or wherever, you can see the specifics. And it details the rough interrogation methods that they use. And it's some of the stuff we already heard, the waterboarding, which we know is simulating drowning, and we knew about the naked stuff before and withholding food and, you know, that whole deal. Now, a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a big chunk of people on, certainly on the left side of the aisle, who are not happy with the president for not pursuing the CIA employees involved in the techniques and, you know, meting out the torture, in other words. But I think that was a smart move to do it. The only thing I think was stupid, I don't know if you'll agree. In fact, I'm shocked nobody's called about this, but really? Do we really want to release this information? Was it the right thing to do? I did get a couple of emails, and I'll hit them up here in a second. 800-259-5791. You know, there's probably going to be more things that come out because this lawsuit will go on, but these big four that were released on Thursday, really, that's the one that's detrimental, that really describes all kinds of things, and I'm just scratching the surface here. So I'm not surprised at the reaction from the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, who said that this current administration probably is doing a disservice to the country by releasing them. Here's the deal. Obama's saying, let's get past this dark chapter, so move on. And there's going to be reaction, certainly. And I'll have some of the reaction, actually, from around the world, some of the headlines from other papers, because guaranteed this is going to be above-the-fold material in London and in Spain and, you know, name a place, any place. Al Jazeera, I guarantee they're going to chew this up and spit it out all over the place, certainly. Speaking of Obama, I mentioned this before. He is in Mexico. Can't believe we haven't even tripped into this yet. But, of course, it's all about the drug cartels and what can the United States do and how do you help Mexico and how are we, what are we doing to avert this, the chaos that's affecting both countries? He's meeting with Felipe Calderon, of course, the president of Mexico. And here's a little slice of what he said at a press conference.
Now, as essential as it is that we work together to overcome each of these common challenges, there's one particular area that requires our urgent and coordinated action, and that is the battle that's taking place with respect to the drug cartels that are fueling kidnappings and sowing chaos in our communities and robbing so many of a future, both here in Mexico and in the United States. I've said this before, I will repeat it. I have the greatest admiration and courage for President Calderon and his entire cabinet, his rank-and-file police officers and soldiers as they take on these cartels. I commend Mexico for the successes that have already been achieved. But I will not pretend that this is Mexico's responsibility alone. A demand for these drugs in the United States is what is helping to keep these cartels in business. This war is being waged with guns purchased not here, but in the United States. More than 90% of the guns recovered in Mexico come from the United States, many from gun shops that line our shared border. So we have responsibilities as well. We have to do our part. We have to crack down on drug use in our cities and towns. We have to stem the southbound flow of guns and cash. And we are absolutely committed to working in a partnership with Mexico to make sure that we are dealing with this scourge on both sides of the border. And that's why we're ramping up the number of law enforcement personnel on our border. That's why, for the first time, we are inspecting trains leaving our country, not just those entering it. That's why our Department of Homeland Security is making up to $59 million available to defend our common border from this threat to both of our countries. Now, as we discussed in our meeting, destroying and disrupting the cartels will require more than aggressive efforts from each of our nations. And that's why the United States is taking the following steps. We've begun to accelerate efforts to implement the Merida Initiative, so we can provide Mexico with the military aircraft and inspection equipment they need when they need it. Yesterday, I designated three cartels as significant foreign narcotics drug traffickers under U.S. law, clearing the way for our Treasury Department working together with Mexico to freeze their assets and subject them to sanctions.
All right, so there you go. You heard various tenets of what he's saying and sitting there with Calderon, of course, the president of Mexico. Here's the big thing. One thing that Obama's not doing is not seeking to reinstate the U.S. assault weapons ban. How about that? But pushing that whole enforcement along and the existing laws and taking weapons across the border. And I got an interesting story about that. I'll share that with you in a few seconds here. But let's jump to the phone lines. And Mark, listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kate. I wanted to talk about both subjects that you talked about, the CIA memo and the gun issue. But you know, I'll talk about the gun issue first. A couple of days ago, April 15th, yesterday, Wednesday's New York Post, they basically talked about how they found this girl that was guarding some of the ammo that the drug cartels was using and some of the guns. But it goes on to say, and I'll make this quick, the cartel, quote, the cartel is so powerful it managed to infiltrate the United States Embassy in Mexico last year and enlist an Interpol agent working there to leak secrets about anti-narcotic operations, end quote. The point is, they are so corrupt, the Mexican officials, the police, everybody
Absolutely.
Down there because of what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an end run around our Constitution because Mexico and Canada and other countries in the United Nations, they want our gun laws, you know, eradicated, okay? Mm-hmm. That means not eradicated, it's strengthened. They want our right to own guns to go out the window. And this is their back-end way to do it with this Homeland Security memo and everything else. They're trying to target people, law-abiding citizens. Release the serial numbers of the guns. And if you look, there was another quote in here that said a lot of they have grenades down there that are being smuggled through Central America.
Yep.
You can't get grenades up here. Those AK-47s, they're coming through Central America probably
absolutely.
On Chinese container ships.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just Suzanne Malveaux of CNN said there's no will right now on Capitol Hill to get an assault weapons ban passed because they know if they try that with this lame argument that do you think these tea parties were
yeah it'd be bigger
people, it's mm-hmm. going to be absolutely huge because
I
that's
agree.
What they're trying to do they're trying to hit us. And if I could really quick about the memos and
sure.
the Homeland Security.
Stupid to release it.
In September 2008, a guest editorial in Police magazine, a fellow by the name of Howard Lynette, who used to live in Israel, he's saying how police forces in this country are not focusing on terrorism anymore and not as they should be, and how we're going to be hit with another terrorist attack from Muslim extremists. Yet you got Homeland Security releasing bulletins that are saying returning military veterans and American citizens are right-wing extremists are going to attack this country. This is a load of garbage. And I would like you to do this if you could, Kate. I know I talk about a lot of things. If you can't do it, I'll do it. Jaina Davis wrote the book, The Third Terrorist. If anybody, and I know
mm-hmm.
you disagree,
I know that.
They tell you about Timothy McVeigh. He was not a lone wolf. He had help from Iraqi agents. The bomb that blew up Oklahoma City is the same as the one that blew up the World Trade Center in 93. This guy had help. When they tell you Timothy McVeigh, they're purposely steering you away from the truth that Muslim terrorists helped to blow up Oklahoma City. And there's so much truth in her book. Her name is Jaina Davis, The Third Terrorist. You can read that. And if anybody needs a lot, any extra proof, you just read the book and you realize that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols couldn't build a gasoline Molotov cocktail.
No.
They both went to Cebu City in the Philippines where they were trained by people in Al-Qaeda. It's the truth. America, you should read the book, and I'd like to, if I could reach her, Kate, I'd try to get in touch with America.
You know what? I'm going to have Peter Lance on, and I'm already working that network, as you know. You know Peter Lance has written a bunch of really good books. I've got all of his. And we'll talk to him about that, and we'll get her on. I know we've talked about that before, and we were supposed to do it one time, and she couldn't do it. There was a reason we couldn't do it, but she made some good points in that book, Mark, and you're right. You've talked about her a lot in the couple of years that you've called the show. Thanks. Mark in New York listening to us on WSTC. You know, you got to love this about Mark. He's very passionate, and he is right what he says about the assault weapons because it would be outrageous. The tea parties would be nothing compared to how people would react. We'll talk about that and some other things as well. Join us on the flip side.
I think it's a crazy political move, and I think it in
part... This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The Daily Salute. We're going to lighten the load here. Actually, I'm going to make it two people. We have the Daily Salute. So for the first time ever, I'm going to split it. What I do is we pick someone out. It can be someone famous, someone not so famous, and I actually send them a certificate. Ooh, how about that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also, birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. That will be coming up later in the show, too, as well. Talking about Obama and down in Mexico and the drug cartels and, you know, what can be done to stop them. And Mark made some good points. A lot of the guns, when there were statements were released that so much of the guns were coming from the United States and the money, and yes, there are some coming in that direction, but he's absolutely 100% right. In fact, even the president of Mexico acknowledges that, and other people from the DEA, et cetera, that it's not just this massive flow of guns from the United States. So I think it was smart of Obama to back off the reinstatement of the U.S. assault weapons ban, at least certainly for now, because of the ire that will raise across the United States. I mentioned this earlier in the week, and I was surprised I didn't get any takers on this, but how many people, anyone listen, any guy listening to me, I don't care if you're in Kansas and Iowa, it could be a woman too, but Kansas, Iowa, Connecticut, California, anybody have a gun, they go and they keep it clean and they've got the permit and everything and they, you know, you go to the target range and whatnot. And do you have a 9mm gun? Good luck trying to get bullets for that. Because I, yeah. Can I have a her some bullets. That's what it's like. I told you the story, and this is the truth. In Dallas and and I'm sure it's the same thing all over the country, but in Dallas, if you went to the Walmart there, and I'm just picking Walmart because they've got, you know, they've got obviously ammunition supplies, and even the gun stores are certainly out of the ammunition. But you go to, boy, if they sold it in the drugstores, that'd be interesting. You go to Walmart, and as I said, they told me they don't have very many. And when they come in, they don't know what days they're coming in. And if you're at the store at 8 o'clock in the morning, when they unload the 9mm bullets, if you're right there, right in the beginning, one of the first people in line, you probably have a chance to get it. Otherwise, you don't. So that's a fact that the ammunition is scarce. And so the charges, cost of it has been higher. People are going to gun shows now to get guns that way. And there is this feeling of they're going to take the guns away. So I think this is a smart thing for Obama to do, to back off the whole assault weapons thing, certainly for now. And I'll be curious to see with these meetings, first with Hillary Clinton and Janet Napolitano, of course, as the Homeland Security Director, being around this issue, and now we have this border czar and everything else, that how aggressive this fight is going to be with these drug cartels, if it's going to really make a difference in bolstering this whole thing, because there is so much corruption in Mexico. Good luck. It's a money flow situation. I mean, it is a power money flow deal. It's the road to riches is to be involved with drugs. Even some of the American teenagers are crossing the border. I saw a fabulous story on this. It's not fabulous, but it was well done, where they're making thousands and thousands of dollars, so they'll be a mule. They'll walk across the border, no problem. Man. And when you have that happening, how do you stop the flow then? If somebody's going to make $50,000, some 17, 18, 19-year-old, they're going to do it. They're not thinking of the consequences, and there is consequences, because if they get caught and the supply isn't delivered, you know, they get fingers chopped off and that kind of stuff, because they don't realize this isn't a television show. These are drug lords and cartel members that you're dealing with. So, I mean, how much of a difference is this going to make? What kind of surveillance equipment are we talking about? You know, now they're up and down the border. We know this. We've talked about the flow of the illegal immigrants coming back and forth. Let's jump off this for a second. If you want to chime in, thoughts on how to eliminate the drug problem and the illegal problem along the border. I think I pretty much know where all you are going, but just in case, 800-259-5791, or you want to weigh in on John Madden. What's our Thanksgiving going to be like without John Madden? What's my Sunday night going to be look like? I was just looking at the Sunday night. So funny. I was looking at the Sunday night games, and that's my deal. And for example, the Cowboys open up their season in their brand new stadium against the Giants. And I was looking forward to, of course, hearing Madden and Michaels on that, but he's not going to be around for the games anymore. It's going to be Chris Collinsworth instead. All right, so here is the daily salute before I forget, and there's actually two people. One of them is going to be, of course, the great John Madden. I do have an address for him, so I will send him a certificate. I'm sure that'll go right in the dumpster. Oh, who's this? Whatever. No, I'm kidding. The other one is Susan Boyle. Did you hear about Susan Boyle? Yeah, she's all over YouTube, and she's incredible, and 47 years old, and she's not some hot hoochie mama, and that's the thing, and you listen, and because of people being so jaded about the look thing, but you hear her voice, and that whole thing, and now fame is really hitting her. Let's take a listen to this woman, this British talent show competitor who became a big, huge hit. Listen to this.
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from Minnesota.
Okay, think so.
Yeah? Yeah.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Did you? No.
I dreamed of love that never dies.
gotta love that. Listening to that voice, I dreamed a dream. She deserves to get the daily salute. Do you know that that song right now that she sung is currently one of the top 50 best sellers on iTunes? Yeah. How about that? And this is from a show that we don't even get in the United States. I mean, it's, you know, we have the American Idol, but not the show that certainly that she was on. And that's her rendition of I Dreamed a Dream, a 47-year-old spinster lady who was singing it in honor of her late mother. And as I said, it's unavoidable, unfortunately, because we're such a look-oriented society. But, you know, this is amazing. This is awesome that she got to do this. And she even really made Simon Cowell, who's hard, he's so hard-headed, it's hard to make him, I think, be reduced to being a little bit emotional. And he was pretty emotional. I mean, you know, here she is. This is Britain's Got Talent. And they introduce her, and then she blurts that out. Wow. How crazy. And, I mean, they show her talking about how she's never been kissed and how she lives with a cat and all that stuff. So I think people had an automatic idea of her in her head, and then she belted that song out. So good for her for being true to herself. Good lesson in that, America.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.